This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Health Department is recommending nearly 600 people get revaccinated for COVID after they were given expired vaccines. The state has temporarily paused the vaccine program at Bloom Healthcare after the company discovered some errors. That affects patients who got the company's Moderna vaccine between September of 2021 and May of 2022. The state says they should be revaccinated, and they're trying to contact those patients. Officials say most of the COVID-19 vaccines administered by Bloom were not affected. A natural gas company operating in Weld County will pay millions in fines under a new settlement. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
The EPA and state of Colorado accused DCP Operating Company of violating state and federal requirements to detect and repair leaks that release methane and compounds that form ozone. Under the agreement, DCP and its subsidiaries will install new equipment and commit to repairing leaks more quickly at 8 of its natural gas processing plants. It will also pay a $3.25 million civil penalty. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy is starting construction on a new $40 million visitor center. CPR's Dan Boy says the venue is part of a much larger development in Colorado Springs that will also include a hotel and convention center.
The new Jet Wing-inspired glass and steel visitor center will be located just beside Interstate 25 in the northern part of the city. Academy Superintendent Lieutenant General Richard Clark expects it will be an iconic landmark for his institution.
As travelers crest that hill on their way into Colorado Springs, this is going to be a physical, multi-story front door.
The visitor center is expected to open sometime in 2024. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.